And now we'll give you full coverage with Courtney Rosen with Bloomberg Government, of course, always covering the White House. But Courtney, in your brief to me, you asked a really, really basic question, which I failed and yet to ask anyone. So we're starting with you. Mr. Netanyahu is clearly on the right side of Israeli politics. Mr. Biden represents a party in the United States on the left side of politics. What's their relationship?
Well, I want to start by saying that the two are going to speak shortly. We just got an announcement from the White House that President Biden and Vice President Harris are going to speak with Prime Minister Netanyahu this morning. The relationship between the two leaders has been uneasy in recent months. There's probably other words to describe it, but uneasy is the best one. President Biden has criticized the prime minister's plan to overhaul the country's judiciary. He met with the prime minister at the UN in late September, and there was a lot of eyes on that meeting, given that the two of them hadn't met in person in a while. So this relationship has been icy, it's been uneasy, and in the last couple of days, both leaders have had to put that aside and clearly come together on a coordinated response to this crisis.
Courtney, what do we know about the U.S. hostages in Gaza? Do we have a number? Do we have any reporting as to what the government, U.S. government's doing about these hostages?
The president has not confirmed yet that Americans are among the hostages. He said it was likely, but it's not been confirmed, at least publicly, by him or his team. We know that the U.S. providing support to the Israeli military, to the Israeli government, hostage support. President Biden is no stranger to dealing with hostage situations, of course, not at this magnitude. But the U.S. has some of that expertise that he said is going to be shared with the Israelis in the coming days.
So, Courtney, what do we expect to hear from the president when he speaks to America at approximately 1 p.m. Wall Street time?
I would expect to hear, one, what the next steps are going to be from the U.S. to support Israel. President Biden's style is to call, get on the phones, work the phones, talk to allies in other countries, and come up with a coordinated plan. I would expect that anything he's going to say in this speech today is going to have on the U.S. response to the crisis is going to be already spoken with France, Germany, Italy, UK, and other allies around the world to do a coordinated response. I would also expect him to speak directly to the American Jewish community. He has been including that in some of his statements over the last couple of days, but talking about the fear and the anti-Semitism that we've seen in this whole situation, but also the fear in the U.S. that that could come here. I would expect those to be two themes for sure.
Do we know, Courtney, in your reporting, and frankly, Amory Horton and all over in the Bloomberg News side, has Mr. Biden spoken with the royal family of Saudi Arabia in any substance?
I haven't heard that he has. I know that his team has been speaking with the Middle Eastern leaders of lots of different countries over the weekend. And so I haven't heard of President Biden specifically speaking with the Saudis, but it's likely that his team did.
What will he say today about our military expansion? We just spoke with Admiral Kirby, National Security Council, and he made very clear that we didn't just dash off the Gerald Ford in a set of boats, that this is a full staffed commitment by our Navy to the region. How will he expand on that today?
Well, I think it's an important backdrop to know that the U.S. already provides more than $3 billion worth of military aid to Israel each year. That's according to the Congressional Research Service. So I would expect that President Biden's going to tap into that in the next couple of days and also potentially ask Congress to build on it. Any additional funding he wants to buy supplies for Israel's military or otherwise support Israel in the conflict is going to have to get cleared by Congress. So I would expect in the coming days we'll see some kind of formal ask for that if the president is indeed going to ask for more funding.
That's kind of where I wanted to go, Courtney. Just what can you tell us kind of what the, I guess, the dialogue is or what the relationship is between the White House and Congress as it relates to Israel over the last several days?
It's hard to parse that. And the reason being the House of Representatives doesn't have a speaker at this point. If you were watching last week in U.S. politics, I know there's so much going on in the world. But the Speaker of the House was deposed, I'll call it. And so there's not a leader for him to be working with directly in the opposite party. And I would expect in the next couple of days that's going to be resolved, that they're going to pick a leader, and the situation in Israel definitely adds urgency to that. But broadly speaking, we're hearing from across the political spectrum of members of Congress a support for Israel in this conflict, not necessarily talking dollars yet, though.
Courtney, thank you so much. Courtney Rosen with us here with the Bloomberg government.